When the State Department puts out its annual report on terrorism later this month, it will be missing one element, statistics. Last year's report undercounted terrorist attacks, and the department had to put out an embarrassing correction. This time, it's avoiding the issue altogether, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
According to Larry Johnson, a former CIA officer and one-time deputy director of the State Department's counterterrorism office, the numbers weren't going to look good this year for the Bush administration. Speaking by cell phone, Johnson said he believes that Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, eager to prove the U.S. is winning the war on terrorism, didn't want to put out figures that would show otherwise.
It's very damaging because they don't want to have to explain it. I think that's the wrong approach. I think they would be much better off taking the numbers head on and being able to have an adult, educated discussion about it. Instead of doing that, they're trying to hide. And when you try to hide, that always leaves the impression that you're doing something wrong.
Johnson accused the State Department of putting its head in the sand. But spokesman Richard Boucher insisted there were no politics at play and said Americans will eventually get the terrorism statistics, just not from state. He says the new National Counterterrorism Center should be responsible for publicizing and explaining the number of attacks so the State Department can focus on what it does best, analysis.
This is a straightforward attempt to make sure that those who have the best analysis of the countries and the organizations, that's us, we think, can put out that analysis. And those who have the best handle on the numbers can put out the numbers.
Last year, the State Department blamed what was then called the Terrorist Threat Integration Center for providing bad data for the so-called Patterns of Global Terrorism report. When State Department officials unveiled it, they claimed that terrorism was declining. But it turns out terrorism experts had failed to count a number of major terrorist attacks and had to issue a revised report. Boucher said the State Department learned its lesson.
The statistics, depending on how they're compiled, depending on the definitions used, depending on the methodology used, depending on the time periods used, depending on the kind of database that they're working from, can sometimes be misleading. So you shouldn't reduce the analysis of terrorism to a chart.
Kenneth Katzman of the Congressional Research Service couldn't agree more.
The numbers did not really tell you what's getting worse or better. I mean, many of the years where Al-Qaeda was actually getting stronger and more organized, but maybe it wasn't doing that many attacks. Maybe it was just simply gathering strength throughout the 90s. The numbers didn't show that.
In recent years, top State Department officials have claimed that terrorism is on the decline, but it was mainly the number of minor attacks, such as pipeline bombings in Colombia, that were down. Katzman says the insurgency in Iraq poses a challenge for those doing the counting this year.
When you do have daily violence directed against civilians, as we clearly do in Iraq, that is going to drive the numbers higher.
Former State Department terrorism analyst Larry Johnson says incidents in Kashmir account for the higher terrorism statistics this year, data you won't be able to find in the upcoming State Department report. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.